Hola, this is Jani, and here are my thoughts on 18 again. Welcome back to This is Jani. Yee! Yes, ang saya ko. And here is another episode about an ongoing drama and my impressions on it. Though, warning lang, I might say some spoilers in this episode. Kaya, you have been warned. Yes. So, 18 again. It's a rom-com fantasy South Korean drama based on the Hollywood film 17 again. It just started, this drama just started last 22 of September and airs every Monday and Tuesdays. So far, meron na siyang 6 episodes starring Lee Do-yoon, Yoon Sang-yoon, Kim Hanyo. So, search na lang kung sino sila. Charot. Si Lee Do-yoon, yung bidang batang lalaki dito, I think nakita ko na siya sa maraming Korean dramas as small and supporting roles. Kaya, I'm happy na nabigyan siya ng ganito kalaking big break sa acting career niya. Yes, supportive. As mentioned, based siya sa Hollywood film na 17 Again, which starred Zac Efron in 2009. So, if you're familiar with that film, kung napanood nyo na yon, and like me na nagustuhan yun, for sure, alam nyo na yung story, and maka-curious kayo, and abangan nyo kung paano siya gagawing K-drama, which is 18 Again. And I think the best and biggest difference is making the film, Korean or Asian, in many aspects. The story is about a husband named Ho Dae-yong who is having problems with his marriage and suddenly found himself back in his 18-year-old body. So honestly, the drama and the original film have its fair share of similarities and differences. So let's start muna with the similarities. Same with the movie, Dae-yong, the lead character here, is also a basketball player in his prime when he was in high school. And yes, right before his big break or before playing the, I think, most important game of his life, kung saan meron sana siyang chance to be drafted for higher leagues, his girlfriend, Da-jung, told him na she was pregnant. So in short, he chose his girlfriend over his potential big break and future. And they started raising their family. Also, they had son and daughter here in the drama, like in the movie. Hindi ko lang sure kung sa movie ba, is pareho rin twins yung anak nila na boy and girl. Here, twins yung anak nila. And when he came back to his 18-year-old body, si Deo, meron din siyang rich, geeky best friend kagaya din sa movie. Diba? Ang cute. And you'll see more and more familiar scenes, familiar stories from the film na na-adapt into this drama. And honestly, I think maganda yung pagka-capture and pagka-translate na to into Korean drama. Kagaya nyo, I was curious how they would make a 2-hour film into a 16-episode Korean drama, diba? Like, paano yun? Charot. Anyway, I have mentioned making it Korean or even Asian makes the big difference in this adaptation. Siguro first, because of cultural differences. Like in most Asian countries, having a child during your high school, not being able to go to college, and being divorced are some issues na easily frowned by people, diba? Like people or the community does not accept or respond to it well. Kaya dun pa lang, meron na siyang deeper and more dramatic approach sa story. Also, the wife here and the children have more time para ma-develop yung characters nila. Kaya mas malaman ba or mas sensible yung mga characters sa drama. Kasi mas nabigyan ng justice yung mga characters nila. And I loved kung paano nila nirehash yung story by adding some supporting characters and side stories. So even though the main story was adapted from the film, the drama remains new and fresh. Here, the main character is not only the husband but also the wife. Like how she is chasing her dreams of becoming an anchor or news reporter. May edad na siya and hindi siya nakapag-college. Tsaka housewife lang siya, diba? So, you will see how she will persevere for that dream job niya since nung dalaga pa siya. And actually, habang pinapanood niyo tong palabas na to, mas mamahalin niyo yung parents niyo. Kasi here, nare-reflect yung how parents really sacrifice and work hard for their children. So, yon. Though the drama is also a good mix of different genres. Like first, yun nga, family, and then school, romance, comedy. Kasi it has this teenager and school vibe also. Since pinapakita na yung story ng mga anak nila, and syempre, naging 18 years old siya ulit, so he had to be in school with them, diba? So, ang daming exciting characters played by rookie actors here, yung mga bagets, ganun. Like, may baby boy, Bomin, Golden Child. So, yun. Marami kayong madidiscover na young actors. Also, dagdag pa is yung funny scenes ng mga Korean references and parodies nila. Meron sila ditong mga scenes na gumagamit sila ng soundtrack or familiar scenes from mga sikat na Korean drama. Isa sa mga naalala ko yung ano, yung scene na medyo suspense siya or parang biglang naging suspense. Tapos biglang nag-play yung ano, "We all lie." Charot ba? Bakit na boses ko? Soundtrack ng Sky Castle. So, ang funny lang, nakakatawa, promise. Niwala kayo sa akin. Charot. Kaya I'm excited to watch yung mga future episodes pa nila. For sure, marami pang funny episodes, funny scenes and kilig scenes. It's just a good, light, yet full of lessons na drama about family. And I think maraming makaka-relate sa drama na to. So yeah, that's it for this episode about 18 Again. I hope na-engan nyo kayong manood ng 18 Again. Kasi kahit medyo bago pa lang si Lee Doh yun, yung main character. Or yung main lead, I mean, sorry. Pero he is already proving himself sa galing niya umarte dito. Okay, tama na. Magtigil ako. Baka maaba pa episode. Anyway, let me know your thoughts as well. For comments, updates, and hanash, you can find me in Instagram at This is Johnny Pod. Yes, binago ko na. This is Johnny Pod. Until the next one, bye!